The purpose of this course is to introduce the student to matters related to human sexuality. The research and understanding of human sexuality are rather recent events compared to the study of other sciences, and research is still ongoing. The course touches on the anatomy and physiology of the human reproductive system, as well as what is known about the human sexual response, sexual arousal, and intimate relationships in humans. How sexuality figures into contraception, conception, pregnancy, and childbirth are also important issues covered in this course. There are complex issues involving sexual and gender orientation, sexual dysfunction, and behaviors considered to be sexually deviant in today's society that are part of what's discussed in this course. Chapter 1 in the course opens up the discussion of human sexuality by talking about the anatomy and physiology of the male and female reproductive systems. While not all of sexual behavior and sexuality is focused on the reproductive system, a knowledge of these systems is important to understanding human sex. The study of the brain in human sexuality is not well understood, but it is important to recognize its role in sexuality. Some of the cultural issues about the sexual organs is covered in this chapter, including male circumcision and female genital mutilation, sometimes referred to as female circumcision. The topics of Chapter 2 are the human sex drive or libido, sexual responsiveness, and the study of aphrodisiacs. As you will hear, there are differences between men and women when it comes to the sex drive. The sexual response cycle is a relatively predictable pattern of physiological variables that change during sexual activity. There are drugs and supplements considered to be aphrodisiacs. What these substances are and how they are studied are discussed in this chapter. Chapter 3 in the course looks into the psychology of intimate relationships. Intimacy starts with attachment, and attachment, as you will learn, begins in infancy. The type of attachment a person develops in childhood determines how they will respond to intimate relationships in adulthood. Many times, intimacy involves some type of physical attraction, which is discussed in the chapter. There are several theories on what love really is, some of which is neurobiological. The chapter ends with a look at intimate relationships and the different types of intimate relationships that can be a part of this or other societies. Chapter 4 looks into different types of sexual behavior performed in human sexual experience. Sexual behavior can be a singular activity, as is seen in masturbation. Some people practice oral sex, which is one of the sections in this chapter. The most common sexual activity in heterosexuals is sexual intercourse, while both homosexual and heterosexual couples can practice anal sex, which is covered in the chapter. The focus of Chapter 5 in the course is sexual dysfunction or sexual disorders in men and women. There are problems associated with low libido or low sexual arousal, as well as problems with attaining an orgasm, which are discussed in the chapter. Men can have erectile dysfunction as a sexual problem, while women can have vaginismus that affects sexual satisfaction. Sexual problems in men discussed in the chapter include premature ejaculation and delayed ejaculation.